The Master of Parshas Chodesh is the first time when Hashem commands Klal Yisrael about Pesach. He commands them not only about bringing the actual Korban Pesach, but also about what they're supposed to do throughout the generation during the holiday of Pesach. And one of the big themes is the last few psukim of the Master of Parshas Chodesh. The Shabbos is to get rid of all the chametz, get all the chametz out, and eat matzah. So there's a question that's asked by many of the Rishonim and Achronim, which is, it says in the Haggadah that Rabbi Gamliel says there are three things. There are three things that we eat: Pesach, matzah, and mora. Why matzah? Because Hashem, Al Shem's Neglo, the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Hashem redeemed us so quick. Shenemar Vayafus Abateka Shavatzim Ratzayim Ugos Matzoski Locha Mates. Hashem redeemed us so quickly. There was no time for the dough to rise, and we had to. And we eat matzah the way Adam and Tzrayim. So to commemorate that, we eat matzah. So this is a very peculiar phenomenon. The Rishonim ask, hold on a second, that happened after Yitzias Mitzrayim. After Yitzias Mitzrayim, they left so quickly that they ate matzah to commemorate that. But here Hashem is saying in Parshas Chodesh, there's nothing about leaving quickly, nothing about not having their dough not having time to rise. He just says you should know the most important part is you got to eat a lot of matzah and not chametz. But why? Like, it didn't even happen yet. Like, what was the point? At the Seder night, they ate matzah. They knew they had to not eat chametz. But what did it mean? Because that hadn't happened yet. So the Avodraham bring the two main pshatim in the Rishonim. One meaning is, he quotes from, I think from Yosef Kimchi maybe, is that Al Shem Ha'asid. Hashem told them, you have to eat matzah on Pesach, Al Matzah Zumurim Yochluhu, don't eat chametz on Pesach, because later this month, in another 2 weeks, I will redeem you very quickly, and the dough will not have time to rise. So here, Hashem's telling them the reason for it hasn't happened yet, but because of what will happen in the future, you will commemorate what will happen in the future by eating matzah, and even eating matzah beforehand, and cobble yourself this mitzvah beforehand. The Beis Halevi famously comments on this and explains that at that first Seder night, the Jews, they said, we have to eat matzah. Why do we have to eat matzah? He says, Al Shem Ha'asid, and they didn't even know, he adds, Hashem didn't even tell them Al Shem Ha'asid yet. It doesn't say anything about the reason why yet. Why to bring a carbon Pesach? You have to bring a carbon to Hashem. We know why you have to bring a carbon to Hashem, to show you're loyal to Hashem. Why eat maror? It doesn't say, but it's pretty obvious. Why eat maror is chayehim, because they're better. Why eat matzah? They had no idea why they were eating matzah on that first Seder night in Mitzrayim before Makas Bechoros. A few hours before Makas Bechoros, they didn't even know why they were eating matzah. It was Al Shem Ha'asid, that hadn't happened yet. And he says, that was what Hashem was. Hashem told the Jewish people, I'm telling you to eat matzah. Let's see if you trust me. Those who trusted Hashem and ate the matzah realized in the end they were redeemed so quickly, all of a sudden the next morning they started eating matzah because there was no time for the bread to rise, and they saw how wise it was. They trusted Hashem and kept the mitzvahs even if it didn't make sense to them. And those who decided that we only do things that make sense to us, obviously speaking to the contemporary concerns of the reformers in the modern era, those who says we're only going to do things that make sense to us didn't eat the matzah, maybe didn't have a proper Pesach Seder. So they died, and they didn't make it out of Mitzrayim because they didn't have the faith. It says that's what we say to the Rasha, Ma avodah zos lachem. First, prove to me that the mitzvahs make sense, and then I'll keep them. Elo hayisham loy and nigel, he wouldn't have been redeemed because he would have said it doesn't make any sense to me, and he wouldn't have realized that everything makes sense. Just sometimes now we don't have the perspective to see how it makes sense. Maybe tomorrow, if not tomorrow, maybe next year, if not next year, maybe when Mashiach comes, we'll have the perspective. So that's one perspective, is that the matzah that Hashem talks about before Yitzias Mitzrayim is Al Shem Ha'asid. And maybe they didn't even know the Shem Ha'asid yet, but they had faith. The Avodraham brings a second shot, which the Barbanel also quotes, which is based on, really the idea is basically the idea of the Ramban, that says, no, the matzah, one reason of matzah is what happened afterwards. They were redeemed so quickly, Nigolim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ga'olam, we eat matzah because the gula was so light and quick. But there's another reason we eat matzah. There's tzvei dinim. The other reason we eat matzah is what Hashem meant here in Parshas Bo. They didn't know anything about the future yet. What did Hashem mean in Parshas Bo? He says, I'm telling you to eat matzah. Why? Al matzah sumerom yochlu. We eat matzah like the maror. Maror reminds you of the bitterness of the Sheba to Mitzrayim, and matzah reminds you of the poverty and oppression of the Sheba to Mitzrayim. Because matzah is lechem only. It's very poor bread. It's nothing. It's very cheap. I mean, not nowadays in the shmer matzah bakeries. But I'm saying the days of Yetzias Mitzrayim before they had factories. The matzah is very cheap. It has no ingredients. It doesn't take any time. It's not very tasty. It's not very filling. Like, the matzah reminds you of how poor you were in Mitzrayim. And the Rav Chaim actually says in Lundus that there are two different mitzvahs of eating matzah. There are tzvei dinim and achilas matzah. There's a matzah of ba'erev tochlu matzos. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. And there's also a matzah of ha-matzah rom yichlu, mitzvah to eat matzah with the Karban Pesach. Says the Ragachavar that the reason why there's tzvei dinim and matzah in Alpilamdus, one din that's al matzah room with the Karban Pesach and one independent to eat matzah, is because there are two reasons we eat matzah. One reason is to remind us of the Geula, and that's what it says later. But the first reason was not to remind us of the Geula, to remind us of the Shibud, that it should be was bitter and poor in the Shibud for 400 years in Mitzrayim. Okay, there's a lot of lungs we can say based on that. I just want to add, there's an interesting theory that's been suggested in the modern era, which is perhaps worthy of thought based on our historical discoveries of what happened in the old days of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which is that, where do you get the whole idea of chametz from? Where did chametz from? Where did chametz come from? In the days of, I don't know, the days of Noah, Shem, Cham, and Yefes, did they eat chametz? They said, no, they only ate matzah. They didn't have the technology to make bread rice. Only very advanced ancient empires, who were very scientifically and culturally advanced, invented this idea. And they didn't invent like the yeast, that's part of the bria, but invented the technology for how to do it, to make beer, and to make leavened bread, and to make really luxurious foods and drinks, and to use all their technology to improve quality of life. And that was ancient Egypt. Ancient Egypt, a little bit before the time Yetzias Mitzrayim, they invented, and one of the things they were famous for in the ancient world, archaeologists tell us, they invented leavening. They had chametz. That represented the fact that the mitzrim were the cultural technological spitz of the whole world. They were so advanced that they had these delicacies of special bread and not just a bunch of flour and water slapped together and you eat a little pita. They had delicious extra things. Maybe another theme of the matzah, especially before Yetzias Mitzrayim, was just like Chazal tell us. Why do we shecht the Korban Pesach? Acts that represented their gods, and we said, we're shechting your God. We don't accept your religion, we don't accept your theology and philosophy, we're serving Hashem. Maybe to have real freedom, it's not enough to just shecht their gods. Sometimes you need to shecht their culture as well. We don't believe in your gods, right? We're shechting your gods. We also don't think your culture is the height of human achievement. We don't think it's all about having the most technological advance, you can have the most luxuries in your life. And that's what makes you the best country in the world. You think that you're so great because you have chametz, because you have the tastiest food and the most advanced technology to give everyone the best gashmias? We're going to eat plain bread, matzah, to show us what's important is avodas Hashem, what's important is to have meaning, what's important is to have ruchnias in your life. And for 7 days we get all the chametz out, all the luxury of the Egyptian technology out of our house, and just eat plain matzah to show what's important in life is your values, what's important in life is your ruchnias, what's important in your life is your achievement, and not how fancy advanced your technology is, so that it can give you the most gadgets, so that it can give you the fanciest foods, so that it can give you the most entertainment. And maybe that's another theme of Tzvei Dinim and Matzah. It reminds us of the Geula, but it might also remind us of the internal Geula, that the internal Geula, it's not enough. It's easy to shecht, say we're not going to have a cross. Okay, shkoyach, you know, but it's not enough to just deny the religious beliefs of the non-Torah society. But we have to remember priorities as well, that doesn't mean you can never eat chametz, but it means every once in a while you have to say to yourself, what's really important? What's important is not everything that everyone else thinks is important, even if it's tasty, and even if it's yummy, and even if it's advanced. What's important is pas melech tochel. The basics are important, without any luxuries, without any fancy technology, as long as we have Hashem.